It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joins us now, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, the first interview was George Payton. What are you hearing about it? How did it go?
I do not know. It's over. That's about all I do know. I'm not in the, you know, I'm not in the interview room. So
what?
and they went.
Don't you know people in there?
After George Payton was done, I don't know if they took a break, but they, they're on Champ Kelly right now. So, and then they got 3 of them tomorrow. So I'll find out maybe a little something tonight about how the interviews went, but it's a little soon for me to find out how everything is going on right now.
Do you think it's significant that Payton and Champ Kelly are the first two?
I don't know, because in the head coaching searches that Elway conducted, the last guy always got the job. Vance Joseph got it in 17. Fangio, this last time, they had 5 head coaching candidates. Fangio was the last. So I think in the Kubiak year, Kubiak was the only. I thought they might have done a couple of cursory interviews to get him out of the way, just so they have Kubiak. So that's normally been the trend. The last guy gets the job. But I do think these are the two front runners, George Payton and Champ Kelly. But they went first. And I think what's going to happen, guys, are going to, get all these Zooms done. They'll have 3 of them tomorrow, Terry Fontenot, Brian Stark, Dave Ziegler, and then they'll probably talk about it. I would think they would refresh their mind and talk about it Sunday and try to bring in 1 or 2 finalists for in-person interviews on Monday.
Why know Adam Peters?
I don't know. I think some of the feeling out of San Francisco is Adam's really good. But maybe not quite ready to make the jump to GM.
Okay,
is about all I heard there. I mean, they talked about Adam Peters.
Well, there were 30 people on the list, right, Mike? And
we dwindled down pretty quick.
we looked at that and like, what? There were 30 guys, and are the final 5, really?
Yeah, the surprise omissions were Peters. Spytek with Tampa Bay, who is also with the Broncos and is moving his way up. And then a lot of people thought Dimitroff would be on the list because of his close relationship with Matt Russell, and he's had a pretty extensive GM background, and he wants back in. But this is the list. This is the list that they came up with. So it's one of those things. You'll find out more about the list when it's all said and done, but I had heard that Peters is up for Carolina. I think he's got a shot in Carolina, and the Broncos might help him there, but maybe they just didn't think he would be the right fit for right now with this team.
Mike, there's been a lot of conversation about how George Payton has been patient, and he's been buying his time, looking for the right offer. I know he turned down interview requests from the Jets and the Browns previously, but has he ever actually been offered a GM job?
I only know from reports. I don't know. The reports were that he was the leading candidate with the Browns. It was his job to lose, and then he withdrew his name. And the same with the Jets a couple of years earlier. I'm not sure about that, but you're right. He's kind of the Josh McDaniels of the GM candidates, in that he's been a top contender only to withdraw. In Josh's case, he had the job once or twice and withdrew. I'm not sure he got that far down the line. I think maybe once he did. He was going to take the 49er job a couple of years ago that went to Lynch. Lynch kind of came out of nowhere from Fox. And so he has been close, but he's obviously picky. And it would be interesting if the Broncos, of all teams, are considered his fit. One thing I do think he likes about the Broncos, just for personal reasons, is he's a Southern California guy. Grew up in L.A. I think his wife's from L.A. too. And he went to UCLA. And all these other jobs that he's been offered or close to getting offered to were Midwestern or Eastern teams, the Jets, the Bears, the Lions, the Browns. And he's been in Minnesota for 14 years. So, you know, Denver's getting close.
Okay.
So, but I, obviously, in a 2.5 hour Zoom interview, I'm sure he's going to have a lot more questions about the Broncos setup. You know, ownership is something that all the candidates have to wonder about. Elway's presence, you have to wonder about, you know, is there already a deep-seated commitment to Drew Locke? You know, these are things, if you're a new GM, you got to find out for yourself if you're going to get offered the job.
All right, time's short. Only got a couple seconds here. But what is the one question every candidate will be asked that they have to crush?
It's a general question about their overall football organizational philosophy, what it is. D-Mac, I think you've talked about it. What is the philosophy for the Broncos? It seems to be to fill in spots that are positions of need at that particular day. I think they want a more overreaching, a philosophical football theory, way of going about their business. And you got to sell that. You got to sell that and how you create the culture, how you intertwine all the departments, the scouting department with the coaching, with the personnel. Those are things that the Broncos are looking for.
Well, we appreciate the reporting, which is excellent, as always. Thank you to Mike Liss. We're going to ask and answer some of those questions. Mike Liss is brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino, our 9 News Broncos Insider. Football at 4 is next.